ta pene mainga da mega se ni yora ngazo ta mega se de da ngon tomba ni la shago ra ta mainga de khanda shago ra pe kare shago ra sra ane mega gi pe de tene tomba ni main be tomba ni la shen be tene mega gi pe yor ves yor
namka mega ri se yor ves mega ri se kaza gaja gar ka gar sore ka yor sore ka sa ni mega namke ge chen ni shago yor ves
mega ngazo mega se de ne chi chi laba tam ge de ne shen da chi ka do ter be
te ma re ka ka कोरा लोड शाय हो जी अने
माइंगा दी कार वाला
माइंगा कार है नगा से गए कोरा ज्यादा दे लोड शाय हो जी ये जी का बिचार शक में आता थे माइंगा से गए जो हो जी ने गाजे जी का कर जो को यो रे फा से आ रहा
So the affirming and non-affirming in the negation, you know, is the difference of that is only like you negate something. In both cases, you negate something, but one, you negate with the meaning, in terms of like the non-affirming negation. In the non-affirming negation, you say something, but then that implies, but, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's a state, but it implies. So when you say the emptiness, it doesn't mean the empty of, you know, actually existence, but it's that emptiness, empty of, you know, exists from its own side, so that implies something. So you are negating something. What you are negating is the existing form is one side. That is implied, but it's not stated directly. But in the affirming negation, you say it, you know, and then from that, you know, people understand that, oh, so when you, by saying that, something is negated, you know. So the example, the example of the non-affirming negation, other than emptiness, is like a space. Krishna says space, you know, is an example of non-affirming negation. Empty of like contact or thought, the contact or touch. So space and you cannot touch, right? So it is empty of. So that is implied. Yeah. But you don't say that, you know.
Well, see, that's the thing. If you have a non-affirming negation, you're not saying what's implied.
Yeah.
So it requires a realization.
That's right, yeah.
But is that the idea?
Yeah, that's it.
And then you see that, but it has no positive taste beyond the. The empty of X.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Empty of what?
X, whatever that might be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that the idea?
Sorry, say that again.
Because, you know, if you're pointing to the middle path between emptiness, between pure nothing and something, and the non-affirming negation is supposed to be a pointer, you know, saying, look here, find this. It's something that's neither one or the other, and you have to realize it. So it's empty of permanent existence.
Mm-hmm.
It's empty of
nothing. None, yeah.
And so when you have this implicit pointer, it's pointing you for mm-hmm. your realization.
The mind goes in the image of the Tongbanyo Ingomara. Megas in the image of
Tongbanyo.
Megas in the image of Tongbanyo Ingomara. So you're not saying that, you know, non-affirming negation, you know, is the middle way or whatever you said now. You know, it's, the emptiness is non-affirming negation, but non-affirming negation is not emptiness.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yes.
Wenqing?
So hard to recognize. Continue what you say, so because you want to do non-affirming, you just increase the pressure. The reason why you do is because you cannot do it as explicit. We realize through concentration and meditation. Is there one?
그런데 메가들은 먼저 관검 전에 지금 도가 되네 개요 말아. 그런 게 내소 그런 메가를 쓰고 할 말이야.
네, 메가 관검자를 쓰고 말했어. 뭔가지 그런 거 메가를 쓰고 말했어.
So when we say in a non-affirming, it's not something that you have to realize.
나 거기서 나 그런 게 되게 아니 시래를 어떻게 간 가는 가는 이유나 대 거기서 세요 세요 그 말도 나 메가 거기서 나 가봐 거기서 세요 나 많이 그 거기서 되네 나고요 말 나고 말했어.
So, you know, when you say, well, non-affirming negation is just the nature of the emptiness. The emptiness is not a non-affirming negation. So, and so when you say emptiness, you know, it negates, but you know, it's not stated out. You know, it's not mentioned. You know, it's not expressed. You know, by verbal, not expressed verbally, but you have to. It is implied that it, you know, it negates something. So that is the nature of the emptiness. Is like that. That's what he's saying. Emptiness like that. But non-affirming negation is not something. Not a realization that has to be realized. Okay, that has to be generated or developed. You know, it's not a realization. You know, so that's the nature of the. And so when you say meditate on the emptiness of this and that, you can meditate on that, but there will be never saying that you meditate on the non-affirming negation of this and that. You will never hear that. Yeah, so non-affirming negation is some way of, you know, things, and the emptiness is like that. But not necessarily that every non-affirming negation, you know, is emptiness. Yeah.
Just going back to Geshe-la's introduction about how delusion and ignorance leads to everything else.
Uh-huh.
I'm confused about how the first delusion ever arose out of nothingness. And if we're all trying to get to shunyata, nothingness, how do we know that it won't happen again?
Uh-huh.
Marigba Tambu, you said the Kanesi Morris, but in Tauta, some of the Numonda, the Leda Numonda, some of Chunsa, the Maribu Chunis Gora, and Mariba Hor Tambu Chunsa Kanesi Morris.
There is no beginning to ignorance. So, ignorance, you know, is the root of all the delusions, all the negative emotions comes from the ignorance, right? Because of not knowing the way things exist. By grasping other things in a mistaken way, then there comes all these negative emotions, and then so you're asking where this ignorance comes from, right?
Well, the way I understood it in the beginning, if we can say there was such a thing, all was one, and then at some point, because of ignorance, so maybe your ignorance was already there.
Because of ignorance,
somebody or something said, "Oh, I'm not this.
Uh-huh.
I'm me."
Yeah.
How did that happen in the first place?
The new moon, Koran Gita, Kasa, Maribon Gita, Toranchi, not did it, not the Marisachi, Zinachiora, or did not the connection with us, Maribong. Did not the Tambo connection with us.
Maribong, Kanjan Shoulder, Rangi Shoulder, Gada Gay Shoulder, Apo East, and Chikan Chavatia, Paroba Duchari, yes, and Kasa Shedan Kate, you tell the nature.
So just because of not seeing the mode of existence of the object or the things or the people, and then there comes this attachment and, you know, angers, because of not seeing the actual mode of existence of the and of the people that you attach to, you know, not seeing, you know, the actual mode of existence of those people, then you get attached to them. And the same, you know, with the enemies or people, you know, then you know, you're not seeing the actual mode of existence of those people, and then you see, you know, and you feel attached to them, and you feel hatred, you know, towards them.
Yet the